Lesson 6.
Words to the text.
Cloud.
Impossible.
Eliza.
John.
Georgiana.
Sitting room.
Sofa.
By.
Fireside.
Perfectly.
Darling.
About.
Next to.
Bookcase.
Seat.
Window seat.
Call.
Draw.
Pray.
Discover.
Master.
Master.
Armchair.
Stout.
Business.
Have no business to.
Continue.
Dependent.
Mama.
Ought to.
Beg.
Strike.
Pain.
Sharp.
Wicked.
Cruel.
Slave driver.
Grasp.
Shoulder.
Desperate.
Loud.
Mrs.
Lock.
Upstairs.
Shame.
For shame.
Servant.
Turn away.
Poor house. Words to the dialogue.
What's on tonight?
Picture.
I have no idea.
March.
The long march.
Save.
Possible.
Text.
Life at Gateshead Hall. It was a cold winter day. The wind had brought dark clouds and heavy rain, so it was impossible to take a walk. Eliza, John and Georgiana were gathered round their mother in the sitting room. She lay on a sofa by the fireside, looking perfectly happy with her darlings about her. But she told me not to come near them, because I was not a good child. I went to a small room next to the drawing room. Taking a book from a bookcase, I climbed up into the window seat. Here I sat behind the curtains and started reading. I was quite happy until I heard the voice of John Reed. "Where is she?" he said, calling to his sisters. "Eliza, Georgiana, Jane is not here." I was glad that I had drawn the curtains, and I prayed that I should not be discovered. But Eliza was quicker than John. She said at once, "She is in the window seat, of course." I came out immediately. "What do you want?" I asked. "Say, what do you want, Master Reed?" was his reply. "I want you to come here," he added, and he sat down in an armchair. John Reed was a schoolboy of 14, 4 years older than I, for I was only 10. He was big and stout for his age, with a large face and an unhealthy skin. John had not much love for his mother and sisters, but he really hated me. As I came up to his chair, he spent about 3 minutes in putting out his tongue at me. Then he hit me suddenly and hard. "What were you doing behind the curtains?"
"I was reading."
"Show me the book." I returned to the window and brought the book. "You have no business to read our books," John Reed continued. "You are a dependent, Mama says. Your father left you no money. You ought to beg and not live with a gentleman's children. Go and stand by the door. I did so. I turned round and saw that he was going to throw the book at me. I tried to avoid it, but it was too late. I was knocked over and fell against the door, striking my head and cutting it badly. The pain was very sharp.
"Wicked, cruel boy," I said. "You are like a murderer. You are like a slave driver."
"What?" he cried. "What did you say to me? Did you hear her, Eliza and Georgiana? I'll tell Mama. But first..." He ran at me and grasped my hair and my shoulder. But I was desperate now. I don't know what I did with my hands, but I heard him cry for help. Mrs. Reed came. "Take her away to the red room and lock her in," she said. Four hands then quickly carried me upstairs.
"For shame," cried the maid, "to strike a gentleman, your young master."
"Master? How is he my master? Am I a servant?"
"You ought to know, miss," said the nurse, "that you owe much to Mrs. Reed. She keeps you. If she turns you away, you will have to go to the poorhouse." These words were not new to me, so I did not answer.
Dialogue.
Going to a film.
What's on tonight?
There's a picture at 7:30. It's a colour film, I hear.
What is its name?
I have no idea, but the film is about the Long March.
It must be a wonderful film. Let's go together.
Look, I have got quite a few things to do after supper. Could you go first and get me a seat?
All right. I'll save you a seat. But do come as early as possible.